Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Metroplex. 8 o'clock hour kicking off on your home of America's team. We have not talked to this guy on air for a long time. He was the power broker for the discussions between us and Jason Garrett a few weeks ago. He made sure to introduce me to Troy Aikman. Very, very kind. Even though I insulted him, I told Aikman, hey, I can't get this guy on the radio before 8:30. So here he is right now on Sean and RJ. Babe Laufenberg back with us on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. And you know what? I didn't know that it was light outside at 8 in the morning. I've never been up this early.
Generally is.
I think you're only up now. Aikman said, Aikman was like, yeah, I go on at 7:50, 7:55. I don't love that time. So now you're just trying to match Troy right now at 8 o'clock.
Well, you know what I loved about that? And I think we all know where he does his show and all that good stuff. But when he said, you know, the ratings are higher in the morning, I was like, you're on Monday Night Football. You get seen by like 40 million people a week. Why would you care if an extra 400 people listen in the morning or something, you know? But hey, more power to them.
All right, we knew.
I'm glad we got to facilitate those little meetings, so that was fun.
Yes, thank you very much. And we know that you're a big coffee guy, but in your tweet to promote your appearance this morning, you said, attack the day and enjoy every sandwich. Are you a huge sandwich guy? And what's the last sandwich that you have had?
Well, you know where that comes from. Warren Zevon, who I'm a huge fan of, he had terminal cancer. He was on the David Letterman show. It was literally his last appearance before he died, and he knew he was dying. And David Letterman was a huge fan of Warren Zevon. Had him on the show. He was a musical conductor when Paul Schaefer would be gone and all that good stuff. But anyway, David Letterman said, what do you know about life that maybe I don't know? And Warren Zevon said, enjoy every sandwich. Just meaning basically enjoy every moment. So I will put a lot on the back end of my text or whatever. Enjoy every sandwich.
Nice. Huh. Fantastic.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Yep. And of course I got to go, not got to, but had to go through it with my son. And one thing you realize, man, better enjoy every sandwich, right? Enjoy every cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Enjoy your time with RJ this morning.
You so, should. You know, yes.
I mean, you just got to force yourself.
Sometimes it's hard.
What is your favorite sandwich?
What is my favorite sandwich? That's a good question.
Thanks. I came up with it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to. Really? I don't have like a go-to. I guess if you gave me a chicken parm, you know, that's always going to be acceptable.
One. Yes.
What's the most always overrated one? What's the most overrated one?
You know what? What is the Reuben where they put the sauerkraut on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like, hold the sauerkraut. Yeah, whoever decided we should put that, we should even eat it.
Nailed it, babe.
We should even eat sauerkraut. It should not be edible.
Oh, my gosh.
That is nasty stuff.
You're all morons. That's awful take. Let's pretend. Dump that. All right. Babe, what has jumped out to you from some of these Cowboy sessions? I know it's hard to, you know, garner a lot of things with the way that they're practicing, but what are some of the things that have stood out to you?
Yeah, it is. You know, people ask about, hey, how's Mozzie Smith look? You know, their defensive tackle. It's like,
big.
How would I know? He walks around practice, you know. But the one thing that jumps out, if you will, is Brandon Cooks. I mean, the receivers do, you do get to see them do kind of what they do. They're running routes. He's coming in and out of breaks. The one thing I look at, too, with an older receiver, you know, guys hit 30, can they still run? That's like Julio Jones. You know, he's beat up. Great, great, great player. Hall of Fame player. But, he just couldn't run these last couple of years. But I'm looking at Brandon Cooks and saying, wow, I mean, we know what he's done, obviously, you know, had thousand-yard seasons and been a very, very productive player. But he's jumped out where I'm like, okay, that gives this offense a little juice. So at that wide receiver position, which really they had C.D. Lamb and then, you know, a bunch of relatively average guys out there because of Gallup coming off the injury. But if Brandon Cooks plays like he looks like he's going to play and Michael Gallup comes back to the guy that he was, that could be a formidable threesome they throw out there at that wide receiver position.
Are you chuckling and laughing at how we in the media are blowing up the Texas Coast offense and we're just dying to find differences between McCarthy and Kellen Moore? What is the reality of what you're seeing and what you're hearing and what you think the offensive changes will be?
I do like the Texas Coast, but we got to go a long way south to get to the coast, right? Unless we're talking about the coast of Lake Grapevine, maybe.
That.
Hey, I went to Stanford coming out of high school, and Bill Walsh was there. And so I was there at the forefront of the West Coast offense. So I know what the West Coast offense looks like because we installed it. But I don't think, honestly, to the naked eye, you won't know a difference. I may not know a difference in what you see. I don't think anybody's going to go to a Cowboys game that they're, you know, they open against the Giants in New York, but nobody's going to look at it and say, wow, you know what the difference was? I see they're doing this and this and this. I think it's going to be imperceptible to the average person. And I'll include me in there. Now, if you're a defensive coordinator who played against them last year and you're scouting them all week and you're looking at things, you're probably going to be able to say, okay, they're doing this a little different and that a little different. But I don't think you're going to see a ton of change.
Babe Loffenberg, Cowboys radio analyst, joins us here at 105 through the Fan. When McCarthy said he wants this to be Dak's offense, ownership of the offense, I think it's important for a quarterback to be in complete control. Like, do you think quarterbacks play better when they're not doing what the coach wants them to do, where they can see it and do it themselves?
You have to ask Aaron Rodgers about that. No, yeah. I mean, plays would come in for Aaron Rodgers. He'd say, screw that. So, I mean, I think every coach and every wants his quarterback to take ownership, if you will, of the offense. I think that's just a given. And any good offensive coordinator, play caller says, hey, what do you like? I don't care if R.J. Choppy is my quarterback. I'm going to R.J. and saying, hey, what do you like in the game plan? What do you not feel comfortable with? Any coach is going to do that. No coach is going to say, hey, well, I don't care if you don't like it. I think it's a heck of a play. We're going to run it. So there's always that feedback between quarterback and play caller. And I do think, much like baseball, and maybe Mike Bassett can address this, that play caller and that quarterback have to be like the pitcher and catcher, where that catcher flashes a sign and that pitcher says, man, exactly what I was thinking, exactly what I wanted to do. So as a quarterback, you're out there on the field. Of course, now you don't flash signs. They talk in your headset and your helmet. But when that play comes in, you say, oh, man, just that's exactly what I wanted to run right here. So we'll see how long that develops. The interesting thing, though, gentlemen, and this is not maybe it's a defense of Kellen Moore, but I don't think he needs to be defended. The offense has been good.
Yeah.
The offense has been really good. I'll give you Dak Prescott, right? Which starting quarterback, you'll know the answer here, led the NFL in points per game last year?
Dak Prescott.
Mahomes was second. Jalen Hurts was third. Josh Allen was fourth. Over the last 3 years, which quarterback, when he started, obviously, so I'm not talking about the team, but which starting quarterback has averaged the most points per game?
Dak.
You know the answer. Dak.
Peyton Manning.
Dak. He's the only quarterback, as a matter of fact, to average 30 points a game over the last three seasons. Only guy that's averaged 30 a game for the last three seasons. So, typically, you don't say, hey, let's get rid of that coordinator. I don't know who the heck's been calling the plays, and I don't know who's running that offense, but we got to get rid of him because our quarterback has only led the NFL the last 3 years.
Right.
In points per game. So it's going to be a very interesting, you know, it's almost like they can only go down, right? Mm. I mean, they're the fourth highest scoring offense in the NFL last year. So there's three spots above you. Are you going to go get one of those? So it'll be a very interesting year, no question. But I do think, hey, Mike McCarthy, you're the head coach. You want to do it your way. Clearly there was some, well, I don't know how you want to describe it, but they said the parting was mutual. And I always say nothing's ever mutual, right? somebody comes to somebody and says you're fired, right? Or somebody comes to somebody and says I quit. I think – as McCarthy was walking down to Kellen's office, Kellen was walking to McCarthy's office, and they met halfway and said, yeah, let's end this thing.
Babe Laufenberg here on The Fan. What are the passing concepts in the West Coast offense, and how do they apply to Dak's skill set?
I don't know exactly how you would say they apply to Dak's skill set, because really the whole thing comes down to, you know, are you throwing the ball accurately? A little more reading in the West Coast offense. I mean, I could go into the particulars of all of it. And quite honestly, a lot of the offensive concepts have come from the West Coast. Now, they've changed through the years. They've taken it and they've gone different ways. But, you know, it was funny because yesterday somebody asked me, what's the difference between ball placement and accuracy? And I said, there is none. We never, you know, if you put the ball where you're supposed to put it, you can call it accuracy or ball placement, call it whatever you want, but
right,
it's the same thing. And we never dealt in ball placement, right? You just said, hey, Roger Staubach had a great throw, put it right where it needed to be. Now we have to deal with these nuances, and we need new words for basically the same thing that's been going on for 100 years or whatever, right? So, Dak liked Kellen Moore. That's going to be the interesting thing. I mean, this was not a situation where Dak wanted Kellen Moore gone. So it's just going to be an interesting evolution. Not saying good, not saying bad. We'll see what relationship in terms of that play caller quarterback Dak and Mike McCarthy develop. But to Dak's credit, Dak is always going to say the right thing, right?
Yeah.
He is always going to say, this is great. I love it. The changes we made, I love, all that. The proof will be in the pudding, as we know.
Babe, when you look at this week specifically, it felt like Mike McCarthy, Dak, Brian Schottenheimer, there was this increase in talking about turning things over to Dak and freeing up Dak and putting a lot of this in Dak and ownership. I want him to own the offense. You referenced there that Dak was a fan of Kellen Moore. We know Dak was a big fan of Doug Nussmeier. I don't think he was necessarily thrilled with either move. Do you think that right, that empowerment is part of the install process that they've gone into, is just said, hey, we're trying to show you that this is not anything we're doing to try and limit you. We're trying to free you up. We want a lot of this to be what you want.
I think that's probably a good point. I think if they talk about the fact that it's going to be Dak's offense and Dak's can take ownership, that, you know, suddenly you become invested in that, right? So even if you weren't thrilled with the changes that were made, all of a sudden, when you're now the guy and it's on you, I think there's a different element involved at that point. So I think that's an outstanding point by you. And you talk about letting Dak take the offense. Well, Brian Schottenheimer, if you remember, he was in Seattle when they were saying, let Russ cook. So, and then, of course, Russ crashed and burned in Denver last year, but, you know, he was out there through that whole deal. So he certainly, you know, Schottenheimer is certainly an engaging personality. He spoke yesterday after the practice and got a great personality about him, great sense of humor. And we'll just see if we're all laughing at the end of next season.
Are the quarterback meetings still taking place with Aikman and Garrett?
You know, they are. But Mr. Aikman, you know, currently in Italy.
Oh, yeah, so we know. The world knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, don't get me started there.
But, why does the world know?
Oh, yeah. The viral photos. Have you not seen these?
No.
Oh, my God. You're on the internet more than anybody. She's posting photos with this new lady. This was basically the announcement of his divorce that happened that nobody knew about. You knew.
His abs look great, by the way.
They do. For 70 years old, he looks fantastic.
Hey, Bobby, if you were on steroids instead of Soto, you'd look like that too.
Look at that. I got some like medical steroids here, but not the anabolic.
No, I'm kidding. Hey, but Chop, that will have to be a topic of discussion at the next quarterback meeting. Okay.
His girlfriend's younger than mine.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, we won't make you uncomfortable anymore. It's good to hear from you. We look forward to catching up. And I probably should have cleared this with you beforehand to mention it, but it made me think of it after we talked the other night at Nick and Sam's. Of Laufenberg is fantastic at like a very touching moment. Mm-hmm. He's the only one that still continues to write handwritten cards. And whenever I get frustrated with my son, I think of, you know, Laufenberg wrote a letter of congratulations when my kid was born. And what you do every week remembering Luke kind of gives me a kick in the butt when I say when I'm complaining or bitching about something that's really insignificant. So I just wanted to point that out. And
you really
do keep his memory alive.
Well, I try. The ancient Egyptians say that if you say a man's name, he is still alive. So I try to say Luke's name a lot.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, though.
Thank you, brother. Okay. We'll catch up.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Babe Laufenberg on the Home of the Cowboys. How many all-stars are going to be playing in this series starting today on this radio station? Let's get the Rangers Rays totals of the all-stars for the series of the year so far next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The chances of Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and LeBron James, ending up on the Dallas Mavericks next year. That's coming up at 9 o'clock here DFW Sports Station. Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, and Bobby Bell with you on 105.3 The Fan. But today, the big-time event is Rangers-Rays, 5 o'clock pregame, 5:40 first pitch. It's going to be Heaney versus my guy, Tyler Glasnow, on the mound in Tampa. How many all-stars do we have added up between these two sides?
Yeah, ESPN did a way too early, or not way too early, still too early, as they call it, projection of the 2023 All-Stars, starters and reserves. How many starters between the two teams do you think ESPN is projecting?
I'm going to guess they have 7.
8.
Starters?
Oh, starters.
Mm-hmm.
3.
6 total. 5.
3.
So it'll be
2.
Simeon.
Yes.
Wander.
Yes.
A Rosarena.
Diaz. No, that's not a ring up. He got the last one wrong. Dang. Yandy Diaz.
Wake
at first
up.
Base.
Don't check out yet. Mm.
See, you know what? And if you
one Magic Johnson line and you're off all day.
They've got Matt Chapman at third base. But if you could get Josh Young to play third base, we would have an all Rangers Rays infield at the starting lineup.
Chapman's going to be tough to unseat, probably.
He's Josh Young. Jared Sandler just tweeted it out a little bit ago that Josh Young is the top, I believe, average and on-base percentage and second and OPS for third baseman in the majors.
Wow.
So he's been really good.
His defense is good. So is Chapman's, though. Chapman, I think I'll check their war out.
They have a couple of reserves. Well, both of them have 2. So they have the Rays getting 4 All-Stars total. The Rangers getting 3. The reserves for the Rays, Randy Arozarena and then Shane McClanahan. For the Rangers, who do you think are the 2 reserves they get? Just 3 All-Stars, so we're off, Hicksy.
Well,
they're
going to do
9.
They're going to do pitching, so Evaldi will make it.
Nathan Evaldi.
So they have him on there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they added pitchers, too, to this.
Yes.
Okay, because the pitchers are picked by the manager. Evaldi and
Bruce?
No.
It's not going to be Adolis.
It's Adolis.
Yes, it's Adolis.
Because they've got Salvador Perez as the backup catcher.
And who they have as a starter?
Rushman. So they've got that. So it's you've got no Jonah Heim, which would be disappointing. If you get no Heim, no Young with how well they played, I get they're not going to get a lot of the same credit.
Right,
or
but the
Perez's
issue,
case.
The issue you're going to run into is Kansas City has to have every team in Major League Baseball by rule has to have at least one All-Star. So Oakland's going to have a guy, and Kansas City has a guy, and Cincinnati. And Miami, now they're not, now obviously Miami don't matter to the Rangers, but like what I'm saying, like around the sport, everybody has to have a representative.
Which I know from being an avid listener of the 610 Throwdown 13 years ago, I know that Sean Sharif hates this rule, hates that every team gets an all-star representative. As he said, what kind of a loser do you have to be to need to see Joaquin Soria in the do not get Bobby stuff ready to see Joaquin Soria in the All-Star game? Should be the best player, which I agree 13 years ago, Affliction Sean Sharif. I agree with you. It should not.
Wait a second. Why did you go back and listen to that?
Because I just remembered that was one of the
We did it during our bits of the old resume tapes.
Yeah.
And we played that. I remember playing that.
We didn't play that one. I just listened. Oh, that was part of the discussion.
So Maverick's looking for some revenge today.
Yeah,
let's play your tapes
Yeah,
now.
Let's play a Peyton's tape from an hour ago.
Jet wanted to go into selfish mode.
You're such a D. Oh, gosh.
You have any more, Bobby?
Gather the foreigners.
No, that's you. That was you. Is Tampa the baseball version of the Nuggets?
What, boring?
Hmm. The Nuggets. That's a good question. In terms of,
they're the best.
You cannot get Tampa.
Well, they're the best.
They're the best. But it's like, okay.
Well, Texas is the best. I feel like. Texas is playing better than Tampa over the last month. And so, but my,
okay.
You can't get them engaged.
They're
you
six
can't get
games,
the fan base
they're
engaged.
They're 6 games better than we are. That's a hell of a lead.
But that's because they started on
okay.
such
well,
fire.
The season begins at. The start of the season.
Now I'll tell you the Rays
46 wins versus 40.
The Rays have at least as a couple of weeks ago. And I haven't checked up the updated aspect of this, but you know the AL East they have struggled more so against the AL East. Like they were, there was a time where they were like basically 500 against their own division.
Well, I mean, that and division's that, hell.
The division's hell, but that's this is what, you know, great teams that we always say, and this is why I hate the notion that, well, they haven't beat anybody. Great teams in baseball destroy the bad ones and try to play 500 ball against the good ones.
They're 16-9 against the East.
Yeah, they were like 7-7.
They're 12-1 against the Central, though.
I got a couple of baseball odds from BetOnline. Will every AL East team finish over 500 in the regular season?
The last place team is the Red Sox. They're a game under right now. They're 31-32. Blue Jays 36-28. Yankees 37-27. They're 37-27. They're 8.5 back. Baltimore's 38-24. They're 6.5 back. Baltimore, that's crazy.
The latest that all five teams in a division were over 500, October 1st, 2005. Do you dare guess the division? 05.
October 1st, 2005. That would have... NL West?
No.
AL East.
NL East. The okay. National League East, on the last day of the season, the Nationals lost to go to 81-81. The slight favorite is no. All the teams in the AL East will not finish the regular season over 500, but it's 1-2 versus 3-2. Will Oakland beat the worst regular season record in a 162-game season? Yes or no?
No.
The worst is, do you know who it is?
It's the
Detroit, right?
Good job.
Yeah.
0-3 Tigers. 43-119. The A's record is 14-50. They're on pace for 35.5 wins.
Oh.
But they still have it as no. Oakland will not be worse than Detroit.
I think they will be. This is, they have, as of last week, they had four guys in their starting rotation with ERAs over 8.
They beat the Braves. They won a series against the Braves 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they did.
Things are looking up in Oakland.
So those are the amount of all-stars that are going to be on display starting today. 5 o'clock pregame, 5:40 first pitch right here on the Fan.
Should be more. Honestly, Josh Young should be an all-star, I feel like. And, I mean, if not for the silly rule of, well, you got every team's got to have a representative, then you would get Jonah Heim. But, you know, overall, pretty fair, I think.
Baseball viewership sliding, Bobby points out, on ESPN and Fox. It's rising on TBS.
Yeah, this is weird. So TBS is way up. TBS is up 45% year over year, but you've got a decline in Fox and ESPN. So Awful Announcing was talking about this. Their explanation is they think that the Yankees and Red Sox haven't played yet this year. That's always going to be a big draw. A lot of times, like I think early last year, they had Yankees-Red Sox games that could be part of their reason. But it's still interesting to see that there would be a decline for ESPN, Fox, because I felt like we've all thought this was drawing in more people. You're coming off the World Baseball Classic, which got a lot of buzz about it. And then with the rule changes, it seemed like there was more engagement, like we were getting more people interested in watching the game.
It is on a local level, though. Baseball does not, you don't watch out-of-market games.
Yep.
Now, I will 1,000% go on the MLB Extra Innings package tonight and try to find Ellie De La Cruz's at-bat for the Reds. The Reds are now must-see baseball. They are must-see. They have the most electrifying player, at least the guy that just came up.
The exit velo god. That's what they call
him. Exactly.
So, and I have no idea who you're talking about.
Oh, he's the new stud for the Reds. He hit his home run apparently the other night.
His first major league home run, 458 feet.
And I saw that.
Yeah, the exit velocity. It was apparently picked up by like a local military base
It was the Cincinnati International Airport.
It picked it up on radar, the ball that he hit, because of the launch angle and everything else. Speed. But
do you think he's being hyped properly on like the shows that we watch on TV?
They show him. MLB Network shows him all the time. The SportsCenter showed him. Social media showed him a ton. MLB on Fox, social media, like all those that they've shown him quite a bit. You know, he went from home to third in 10 seconds.
He's a freak.
Now that's 90 yards.
Him and the other story are who? Let me PR test you, Bobby.
The other story in terms of nationally with baseball?
Yeah.
Who would the other story be other than
like individual Ellie. Player or yeah. team?
Individual player.
I don't know, Spencer Strider, who?
Oh, give it to me.
Peyton, you want to guess?
Is it the guy from Miami?
Oh, the
what's his name?
Guy.
Yeah.
More specific.
Luis
what's
his Arise. Name?
Luis Arise.
Luis Arise.
Yeah, him hitting 400.
So basically, that's where I'm just trying to judge popularity and following.
Yeah.
How many are aware of Luis Arise and what's happening? And then the kid in Cincinnati.
Well, the kid today he's played two games.
Yeah.
So it's so new. Nobody knows about Luis Arise. The problem with him is he's hitting 403. He's got one home run. He does not hit home runs. He does not do anything that is like, he's got a 946 OPS. You know how hard it is to have a 946 OPS and have one home run and about a dozen doubles? Like, he's basically got a 946 OPS by hitting singles, which is like impossible.
We'll have more on it in Diamond Cavs. The debut of Diamond Cavs at 920 this morning on your home of the Rangers. Bobby, what's coming up in below the belt?
We're going to take a look at the top 10 most complete teams heading into 2023. And also, one Denver Broncos player saying, you fools are going to eat crow about Russell Wilson.
Mm. Next.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The great Bobby Belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Let Russ cook so Sean Sharif can eat crow. That's what one Denver Broncos teammate is saying anyway.
He knows my name. He knows my name more than Jerry does.
He does. Although he pronounces it like Sean instead of Sean. So how well does he really know the name?
Yeah. Sean.
Thank you.
Literally just said the same thing.
Just read the story.
I'm going to get to that in a second. See, I tease and then say I'm going to get to it in a second, and I lead off with something else. Eric Edholm over at NFL.com has the NFL's top 10 most complete teams for the 2023 season. Quick guess, where would the Dallas Cowboys end up on this list, do you think?
Most complete team?
Mm-hmm.
Third, fourth.
I'll say sixth.
Neither one of you are right. Number five says Dallas is pretty loaded on defense and could definitely field the top five unit. Cowboys addressed a need at defensive tackle with Mozzie Smith. When you factor in the pass rushing duo of Mike Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence and some good depth outside, the boys boast a deep, talented front. Goes on to talk about the addition of Brandon Cooks and Michael Gallup and Jalen Tolbert finally stepping up. Says Dallas needs to find a kicker. But all in all, this is one of the best NFL rosters from top to bottom. Can you guess the four teams ahead of the Dallas Cowboys?
Buffalo?
No.
KC.
Buffalo comes in at six. KC is number two.
KC's defense regarded like that?
Well, that's why they're number two, I guess.
Philly.
Well,
Philadelphia's number one.
Miami.
No.
But should KC's defense be that high?
If their offense is so good that it can potentially...
Name me three defensive players on the Chiefs.
Chris Jones.
Honey Badger still there?
I don't believe so. It's Chris Jones. It's L'Jarius Sneed and Juan Thornhill.
Okay, that's my point. So I'm a little surprised. San Francisco.
San Francisco is number three.
So we're missing how many more? One more?
One more. The number four team just ahead of the Cowboys.
Jets.
Nope. Number eight. This is the home run god.
Matt Ariza?
The Bengals.
The Bengals and Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys actually come in as the number three team in the NFC.
Again, Cincinnati's defense? Is it that highly regarded?
I think, again, it's one of those things where if the offense is so strong, yeah, and you've got Chido Awuzie, like, you know, because PFF, they talked about, what was he, like the 14th best corner, and they're so smart. And so when you look at how good the offense is, I think that the completeness of it is, it covers over some of the sins of the defense. And so thus, you get a more complete package. But I do think it's rather interesting that they would have the Cowboys ahead of the Bills. Because when I think of the Bills, I think of there's not many holes on that team at all.
Yeah, complete. Sean McDermott, defensive guy. But there you go. We'll take it. It's a win.
Now, one of the teams that...
Another offseason win.
One of the teams that RJ Choppy just mentioned, the Miami Dolphins. Tua Tagovailoa was out there testing out a new helmet designed specifically to protect quarterbacks. And by the way, he was out there yesterday. He was went kind of viral for his quarterback cam, which I guess normally is somewhere in the helmet. Yesterday, while they were doing a lighter workout, he looked like one of these bikers who sticks a GoPro out there. He was literally running around throwing with a GoPro like suctioned on the top of his helmet, and it looked ridiculous.
I see it.
But
it looks like a Kodak camera.
It looks really stupid, but the NFL and the NFL Players Association approved a new helmet. This is from Pro Football Talk. That helmet makers designed specifically to protect quarterbacks from the kinds of injuries they suffer when their heads hit the ground. Unsurprisingly, Tua Tagovailoa is interested in it. And so he said he's still trying to feel out which helmet he likes. And so he's using OTAs as this chance to fit it in, see what he likes, get to training camp, have it there. My question is this, is that if he's already looking at, okay, what kind of helmet can I wear? Let me go take instruction on how to fall properly.
Yeah.
Acknowledging in media interviews this offseason that, hey, you know what? I did think about retirement, you know, briefly. Like that thought did have to pop into my head. How much longer, even if he's healthy, is he going to be able to play? Like with his mindset the way it is.
First of all, there's nothing wrong with his mindset.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying if that already is creeping in your head, that it's taken up this much of your time to think of, how do I protect myself from this? Yeah. How much longer can you feel comfortable?
I mean, his fingers were locked.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody in the NFL would have thought about retirement at that point. At least not thought they were going to seriously consider, but just the thought crossed their mind like, hey, can I really do this? If this jiu-jitsu, taekwondo thing really works, where he has learned how to fall, and this new helmet has protected him, then, you know, maybe he could play for a long time. I hope he does. I hope it works. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Like, I think people, like, criticized Tua a lot of times. Maybe, you know, he didn't like his arm strength or whatever. But I think, generally, everybody really is rooting for him at this point.
Yeah, I don't think – I think everybody felt – that was such a – you could, obviously, the DeMar Hamlin thing was the scariest thing we saw on a football field last year, and how serious that was. I think the most jarring visual I saw on a football field last year was what Chop was just referencing when his hands went up and locked up like that. That was terrifying.
Yes.
And because we didn't totally understand what was happening with DeMar Hamlin when we initially see him fall.
Yep.
With Tua, that was just jarring. I think that's the thing, is that when you see that visual, it's easy for everybody to go, oh man, this is serious, and I don't think anybody would have blamed him if he would have chosen to retire. So, Garrett Bowles, the Broncos left tackle, I think he was the one who famously texted Russell Wilson, said, "You're not gonna have to worry about getting hit over here anymore, bro. You're just gonna be able to cook. You're gonna be able to go." Well, Garrett Bowles was talking to Jeff Legwald of ESPN yesterday, Broncos coverage, and he is really excited about Russell Wilson, and said that Russell Wilson has been phenomenal. And he says he's a great dude. He's the same guy every single day. He works his butt off, and I'm ready for that stuff to go away, the criticism. And when it goes, everyone, especially Sean Sharif, he says,
"Why are you pointing me out? There's not one person listening or in the station who believes that Russell Wilson's going to bounce back. We all think it's done and over with, I think."
Right. So I agree with that. I prefer to target animosity within segments to you, though.
Okay.
And so I think that that's just easiest way to do it.
Here's my...
Who's buying the Russell Wilson comeback season? Is anybody?
Well, here's what I will say. I'm rooting for it. I'm not rooting for it for Russ. I don't like Russ. He's a fraud. I'm rooting for it to be right about the genius of Sean Payton. This is a Sean Payton argument to me. With all of our Mike McCarthy Cowboy tie-ins, I believe that Sean Payton is an offensive genius. Let's see. If he revives Russell Wilson, it's going to be hard to deny him. Like, Chop still tries to do Kyle Shanahan. So, to me, I'm rooting for it to try to be right about Sean Payton. Not because I like Russ. Do I think it's going to happen? No.
Who? Oh, it's 100% going to happen.
Russ?
Yeah.
It's a Russ revival?
It's just, it'll be a one-year thing. It's just general positive regression. He had a year that was, there's a little bit of unluckiness to it. It's just positive regression. He'll be fine this year.
Whoa. Now,
his rest of his career is going to be like this, though.
How many wins for Denver next year?
8, 9.
The back half of his last season in Seattle, in fact, a little more than that, was bad, though.
Yeah, he's been showing 2 or 3 years of regression.
It's due. He's due. Like, they lost. How many games did they lose because of Hackett early on? They were in a lot of these games last year, especially early in the season.
I mean, they were in them because their defense was so good. They were losing games like 13-9.
Yeah.
And so they were awful the whole way.
Who knows if the defense carries over year to year? The studies show that it doesn't.
They've got Randy Gregory.
They do.
Says to me they will.
For 3 games.
And they just added Frank Clark yesterday, by the way. A new signing, another weapon.
I suspect he'll have a top half of the NFL season. So my assumption is that his efficiency numbers will be somewhere between 13 and 16.
Now here's which is the bigger PR hit or the bigger national conversation hit on Mike McCarthy, you think? If Sean Payton revives Russell Wilson's career or if Justin Herbert has a career year under Kellen Moore?
Oh, Justin Herbert.
What's the bigger which one becomes
the bigger heat turn up on him of what's this? You could have had this.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be Sean Payton or Kellen Moore, like, you had this opportunity, and you let it walk out the door.
To me, it's easily Kellen Moore.
That's a great question. Nationally, I think it could be Sean Payton.
Yeah, I agree.
Here, it'll obviously be the Chargers.
Because Sean Payton would be reviving a career.
Yes.
Whereas Kellen would be elevating somebody who most people talk about already being somewhere between 5 and 10. Yeah,
nobody cares about Kellen Moore anymore now nationally. He's done. He's irrelevant. Just like the Chargers are. Irrelevant nationally. If Dak and the offense take a step backwards, struggle, like Babe Loftberg said, is probably like likely to happen, law of averages, then people are going to say, look what Sean Payton did with Russ. What could he have done with Dak? They made a mistake keeping McCarthy there. That will be the national narrative.
That'll be, and I think you're right, though, that when you talk about Russ, there's no way.
And how many Cowboy fans will apologize if Herbert takes a leap and the Cowboys take a step backwards? How many Tolos will apologize for destroying Kellen Moore? I know the answer, but that's what should happen.
I don't think any of them will apologize for the attacks on Kellen Moore. What they'll probably say is, I always supported Kellen Moore. Why didn't you keep this guy? I think that's more what it'd be. It'll be some forgetting how critical except they were when he was there.
Except we don't have Alzheimer's, and we
have
a fan text that can go back a year.
Right.
But everybody in town wanted Kellen Moore out of here.
The NFL has a new secret weapon to stop all these players that apparently have no clue that they're not allowed to bet on games or where they're allowed to bet on games or whatever else.
So stupid.
They are now enlisting Tom Brady. Tom Brady for a PSA. You remember those NBC, The More You Know? Dun, 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 where it's like, you know, don't leave your, like, kid alone in the street at midnight or whatever, and they were all these really obvious messages.
Alone in Times Square.
Yeah.
Hey,
in
with
the
poor air quality. you always had these really obvious messages where you'd have these stars come in or the this is your brain on drugs, that kind of thing. That's what Tom Brady's doing now. Is he is the star of a new video PSA being distributed to NFL teams and facilities, and in the video apparently Brady talks about how much he loves football. It's the opportunity to play in the NFL was the privilege of a lifetime. And then he says betting on NFL games hurts the integrity of the league and the reputation of everyone on your team, and it's just not worth it. And my question is, when does he create a similar video for the officiating to say, look, being terrible at your jobs is it hurts the integrity of the game and makes it an awful product, and be better.
And I'd be like, Tom, you gambled on your marriage and lost. Why are you talking to me about things? But you did love another Tom Brady video yesterday. You got emotional.
I did get emotional.
Teared up.
Yeah, I did get emotional. There was a documentary that Fanatics put out yesterday. It's a short. I don't know. Did you think it was too visual to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought so.
I thought so too, but they had a lot of the rookies sit down to do this document. They tricked them into thinking they're doing this documentary. And then they had some of their favorite players of all time come in and welcome them to the NFL. I thought it was really, really touching.
And give them a signed jersey. Deuce Vaughn got a signed jersey from Barry Sanders. Luke Schoonmaker got one from George Kittle and a video message. And It was good.
Final hour, starting with my favorite segment of the day. What Vegas thinks about Messi, the stars repeating, and Braun, CP3, and Ayton ending up on the Mavericks, along with Dalvin and D-Hop on the Cowboys. That's all next. Final hour of the week on Sean and RJ after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.